It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Farron City Council member Jerry Stotler. And you know what? Peach Days is just right around the corner. It's not that far off. And a great part of Peach Days the last few years has been a car show. And they're going to have that again this year. And they're going to add a little twist to it this year that sounds like it's going to be even more fun. Council Member Stotler, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
That's all right. Glad to do it.
Let's talk about Peach Days. As I said, it's coming up relatively soon, right?
Right. September 8th through the 10th.
And so we always like to get out and have a great time at Peach Days, and this year is going to be no different. We're going to have great events going on over there, and one of them that has been kind of has happened over the last few years is the car show. And Randy Kinney does such a great job with the car show, and I'm sure at this point he's probably still looking for entries for the car show also, isn't he?
Yes, actually. He's doing a car show in Orangeville this weekend, I believe, and then he's got one more up over the mountain, I think, and then ours and for Peach Days. And, yeah, he's looking for cars. We're looking for, yeah, good-looking cars, of course, but anything that's got wheels on it.
Well, and every time I've talked to him, that's what he says. He goes, you know what? You got a motorcycle, bring it. You got a tractor that you're proud of,
right, exactly.
Bring it. You know, come on over and bring that, and you know what? Enter it in the car show. And you were saying it's going to last a couple of days this year?
Right, I believe so. I don't think it's just the Saturday. I think it's going to be the Friday and the Saturday, but I'm not positive about that because we're still working the details out. So,
okay, and once again, if you've got a vehicle that you're proud of, if it's got wheels and an engine and it runs, get a hold of Randy, and we'll tell you how to do that here at the end of the interview, but get a hold of Randy and bring it on over and get ready to have some fun and a great fun weekend, as always, for Peach Days in Farron there in Emory County. The one twist you're going to add this year, and I think it's great, you're actually going to have a model show. And this is, you know, you said it's a kids model show, but it's for kids of all ages, right?
Right, exactly. And they're going to be awarded dash plaques, just like the people that bring the bigger cars.
So if you've been working on a model, if you have a model, you've got, you know, a little over a month to put a model together and you want to enter it into this, it's going to be, as you said, it's going to be just like a normal car show for these as well. You'll get the cool dash plaque for it and everything. And I think this is great because it's a great way to involve the kids. And is that something that you were looking for when you guys decided to do it this way?
Right. We wanted to involve, you know, we have all the adults bringing the cars, you know, teenagers, et cetera, but we want to involve the younger set too, just like we did this year with the stock show. So, yeah, we thought it'd be a good idea to get them started early.
And exactly. Get them used to showing off and having a good time and seeing things. It's really going to be a fun time. And we wanted to spend the last little bit of time here talking about, you know, if you're a business owner or, you know, even if you're maybe an individual and you want to donate or anything like that. And you even said it, and I'll kind of let you say it because you said it the best as far as, you know, going out and getting, you know, donations right now this time of year.
Right. Well, we know it's hard for businesses right now because they're probably getting hit up by everybody else due to, you know, it's that time of year when everybody's doing, you know, Peach Days, Heritage Days, all of it. So what we would like to do is we were only asking for $50 to $100 donations from businesses or individuals. But if it's a business, we would allow them to put a poster up at the auto show, something to advertise. So it's not a lot for an advertisement for their business, and it would really help the car show out with dash plaques and awards.
And so if you're interested, get a hold of you, and I'll let you give out your phone number there. They can call you, right?
Right. They can call me. My number is 435-749-2717. They can call City Hall and leave a message there, and I would be able to get back to them if they can't get a hold of me. So they can do it that way, or they can call Randy, I would imagine.
And what was Randy's phone number there?
His is 801-413-6291.
And so if you're interested in donating, or if you've got a car that you wanted to get in the show, you can call Randy and get all the details from him as well, I would assume.
Right. He and his wife. So.
All right. Perfect. Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. I know we'll talk more about Peach Days the closer that it gets, but this is one of those things people need to know about it so they can get signed up and get ready for it, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, they need the time.
All right, Jerry, once again, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.